And now on Burst, it's time for this week's drama, written by Eamon O'Donnell and performed by the Burst Dramatic Society. This is Where is Whistlejack? Alternatively entitled My Lovely Horse.
What do you mean it's not there? Poo on the floor. Are you taking the straw as well? This is a joke, no?
Yes, sir. It was a big surprise to me, I don't mind telling you. I completed my rounds and thought that I ought to double-check. Well, you can imagine my surprise. Kids running out of the wing arms, flailing, holding their noses. And then I looked and gasped. I was speechless. It was gone. Gone. What I missed was
there. Are you right in the head, Henderson? Seems to me you had a bowl of the crazies this morning at the breakfast. Your wife, she not cooking your kippers no more?
Yeah, she is, Gov, but now I'm not off my rocker. On my life, the horse was standing there as normal, on its hind legs, ready to go mental, it's ain't. Then I returned to my little office for a constitutional, and no sooner had I unfolded my Daily Mail, when there was this tremendous crashing, screaming, and hooves. Hooves on freshly polished floor. That nice Doris's polished
floor.
Forget
the polish. What about this painting? I don't know what to say. It's just a blank canvas. We must examine it in the lab.
Tell you, there are flies in your soup sculpture. How many flies have to be in your soup before you believe?
Hi, this is Agent Sculpture. A horse? Missing from a painting? You are kidding. The National Gallery? Okay, we're on our way. Bye. Mulder, get your travel card ready. We're on our way out on one of your real ex-no files.
Do you know how important this painting is? How magical it is? It was painted in 1760.
Have you ever heard of the rare phenomenon of valuable painting object or person loss?
Mulder, did you just make that up?
No, Sculltree. That's a scientifically proven theory. Doctor, I see by your gallery guide that you haven't included Whistlejack, even though the painting has been on display for a number of years. Why is that?
Well, it never seemed important. Do you think this has something to do with its disappearance?
Maybe. But mostly I'm thinking about women. It could be a possibility.
Okay, my little dumpling. Why did you try and board the 415 to York then, Oh, come on now. Don't be cranky. Man, you smell of oil paint. This is 251 to Alpha Central. I have a horse loose in the waiting room. What? I have a horse loose... Oh. Okay. I won't report you then. I know you want to get to York to race again. But how do we get to York? We can get on a train as you are. Why are you not speaking like you did earlier? I want to help you. But we haven't much time, Whistlejack.
There she is, my oil beauty. Ooh, the glint is still in your eye. This is the first time that I've seen her in physical form. Although I always imagined her as being real. There, easy now, my daughter. My, what a wonderful beast you are. Don't leave me in the shell. Please.
Did you see it? That's Whistlejack. You have to have seen it, Sculltree. Surely you believe my theory. If you don't, then what is this oily substance on the street here?
It seems like oil paint. And I saw a horse, all right. But that could be any horse. And this could have been...
Skulltry, Skulltry, how many horses have to neigh before you reason that it is a horse? See with your own eyes, taste with your... Oh, that's disgusting. You don't have to enjoy it.
It's not that, Mulder. It just tastes so much like marshmallow. Go, quick, and get a spoon from the deli over there. Oh, it's a very addictive taste. It's like those chewed potato chips, you know? Those Pringles, once you pop.
Officer, you made some interesting comments before Dr. Cheroscuro disappeared. Are you of the Doolittle family? Did you speak to the horse?
Oh, yes, he is my uncle. Do you know what happened to him? About the circus going bust? The government seizing all the animals? My uncle was lucky to get that job in Snappy Happy Bugger in the end.
Yes, but do you also talk with the animals? This is important, PC Doolittle. We really need to know.
Yes, yes, I do. But please don't tell anyone back at the force. Otherwise, I could lose my job. And we still have a lot of pets at the windmill to look after.
Rest assured, we will act with the utmost discretion. But Jesus, girl, what did the frickin' nag say to the old doctor before he bolted?
I was confused. I didn't know where it was heading. That's all. You'll need to haul Whistlejack into an interview room to get the details. Fucking Wendy houses.
And what? What happens next? Mulder, we have to get the 36A to the Bureau. The Assistant Director Huns wants to speak to us.
Whistle, you can come out of the mural now.
Yes, yes. Let me think. I'm a horse for God's sake. We need another painting to take us there.
Where on earth can we get another one? I know I shouldn't laugh, but if you hadn't left your old frame, you could have gone on loan to York.
Ah, that's not funny. There, that old man with a painting.
Morning. This isn't the Notre Dame. You shouldn't be painting in a public place. You shouldn't. The fumes from the paint are a hazard to the public health.
That officer stole my painting!
Look, Rams, you're delaying our pursuit, and we haven't had excitement like this since Mulder forgot to set the video for Carnation Street. So, where did she go?
You see, Skulltry, my theory on disappearing and reappearing of objects from paintings really works.
All we need to know is where they have gone.
How should I know? All I know is that she took my watercolour. One minute she's standing there with the horse, and next minute the horse is gone. All this kind of flashing is going on. Then she's running down a street with my painting.
Oh, I'm sorry, Whistlejack. I've got to go. You understand me, Whistlejack?
Go back. But why? We only got away.
Hey, but I have an idea.
Mulder, Skulltry, it blonkers.
Sir, we did have the offending pony. I mean donkey. Horse.
But we lost it when it jumped into a taxi, I think.
Well, have you checked the gallery recently? No. Well, it seems our whistle fellow has appeared in a constable painting and very happy he seems too. As for you two, get your sorry soap opera addicted potato famine asses and your travel cards and get the hellmouth out of my office.